Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hi there, I'm Mark Griffiths, one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development. And I'm joined today by Lynette Lockwood, who in addition to being president of the wonderful Palm Beach County Shown Chapter here in Florida, is also a business solutions manager at Legend. Lynette, for 19 years now at New Leaf Training and Development, we've focused our core purpose of helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. What are your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please do start by telling us a little bit more about what you do and who you serve.
Oh, thank you, Mark. Thanks for having me today. And it's been a pleasure working with you. And thank you for providing all those enriching things that you did to our chapter, Palm Beach County SHRM chapter, which is the second largest chapter in the state of Florida with almost 700 professional members. And so as a volunteer business leader, one of the things I want to touch on today is the aspect of leadership, communication, authenticity, leading by design, but also by example. And we often say lead by example, right? But what does that really mean? What do you do and how do you lead by example? So when we say lead by design, always having a plan, knowing potentially what your next opportunities and your next steps are. My position with Legend Finance and Accounting puts me in a dual role where we service both client needs with consulting for HR, mainly talent acquisition and other HR strategies for sustainability and for workforce development. But when we talk about putting people to work and what does the world of work look like right now, authenticity rules, communication rules, and having that plan of action, no matter what age and stage you're at, whether you're an emerging professional, whether you're a mid-career professional or a seasoned professional, what does life look like in that two-year plan, that five-year plan? So leading with intention and leading on a path of navigating a path of certainty without just leaving it to, what do we say? We say create our own luck, but what is luck really, right? Luck is kind of what we make it. So leading with intention is really my mantra. And that's what our best practices here is being proud of the people that we serve, putting people to work in a meaningful and sustainable way. And that's really the spice of life for what I like to do personally and what we do here at Legend. And so our best practices are honoring the people we serve, which includes clients and, your average person, your workforce, engaging worker, but also leading with a path of certainty and leading by example. And my example, integrity, authenticity, just being great to people, right? Giving people opportunities, finding new paths, foraging new ways and new paths to do business and to put people to work.
Got a head full of questions, Lynette. Honestly, basically what I'm hearing you say is just those solid principles of being a good person, whether in a leadership or a role or not, just contributing in a very positive way. And I just made a scratch note here. You mentioned before about the world of work. And if I was to mention how many times in just the past week, someone's mentioned AI in one form or another to me. So when you talk about authenticity and these leadership skills, which are essential in a modern workplace, what would you say those two or three characteristics that will differentiate high-performing leaders from those who just dial it in?
So definitely the authenticity and why you come to work every day, right? Mm-hmm. So you have passive and active leadership in any management role, whether it's a volunteer business leader or it's your career leadership role. And so being an active manager and knowing, who your team is, what are their needs, what's the purpose of the business, having definitive goals, those are what's going to be important and set you aside from someone who's just rowing the boat upstream and carrying a title, right? We all know we're all visioning as we listen to this. Do we know someone who's just rowing the boat or do we know someone who is really taken a leadership role, mentored others, taken a stake in the game, not only with profitability and success, but also an investment in their people, the people that they serve, the people that work, I don't want to say beneath them, but work with them on their team, right? Because we all are each other's trusted advisors, but we're also each other's customers.
Isn't it interesting as you talk? They sound very much common sense principles, but as my dad taught me at a very young age, common sense isn't always commonly practiced. So I really appreciate your insights. And on behalf of everybody who watches these back, honestly, Lynette, thank you for your passion. I feel inspired myself. It really does come through the screen. But before we do sign off, just a reminder for our subscribers to always keep an eye on the events page of our website for the professional development opportunities we offer on a regular basis. Thank you once again, Lynette, and everybody have a wonderful rest of the day.
Thanks, Mark. See you soon.
I hope you found that interview useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.